I'm curious what your thoughts are about the evolution of adjuvant therapy for colon cancer, and particularly the implications for surgeons and when to refer patients. In breast cancer, often almost every patient with invasive breast cancer ends up just going to an oncologist to at least talk about it. Do you think that that kind of approach makes sense now in colorectal cancer?
Well, I certainly think that all stage three patients who have gotten through the surgery well need to talk to the multidisciplinary team, obviously with the medical oncologist leading this, to talk to them about adjuvant chemotherapy, because nobody will argue that in stage three colon cancer, there's a benefit. So to answer your question, all stage three should be seen by a multidisciplinary team headed by a medical oncologist. And I think all stage twos should be seen by a multidisciplinary team so that it could be explained to them the advantages and disadvantages and some of the issues that we face today. It's got to be decided on an individual basis. So I think it's a provocative question. The burden here is on the surgeon. Once the surgeon sees that patient back in their office and they're doing well and their staples are out of their skin, that patient needs to be referred to the multidisciplinary team headed by the medical oncologist to talk about the advantages and perhaps disadvantages of chemotherapy for that particular individual. So, yes. Now, you got to modify it a little bit because for stage one, not today in this, but certainly for stage two and stage three, the answer in my mind is yes, they should.